is the Fanimal.
The Fanimal.
Every Saturday morning from 8 till 9 with your host Tony Lombardi and Miles Goodman. Now, more of the Fanimal on the Fan.
There's a new wind blowing like I've never known. I'm breathing deeper than I've ever known. And it sure feels good to finally feel the way I do.
Welcome back to The Fanimal. You're listening to the dulcet sounds of Jose Roy here today on The Fanimal. We'll chat with Jose very shortly, but before we do that, Miles, it's time for some Fanimal crackers. What do you got for me today?
Today, I'm going with Mr. Mark Cuban, who was fined $600,000 by the NBA for openly admitting to tanking. The Dallas Mavericks owner Cuban has been fined for public statements detrimental to the NBA, the league said in a statement. Cuban made his tanking comments on Dr. J's podcast earlier this week, saying, "I'm probably not supposed to say this, but I just had dinner with a bunch of our guys the other night, and I said, look, losing is our best option."
I sense a little taste of disdain in your voice there.
How many times, like, as fans, have we talked about it when teams have been, you know, the Ravens have been out of the picture, and we go, you know what, it'd be in our best interest as fans to lose and get a higher draft pick. But then we always say, you know what, the players are going to go out there and play hard. The coaches are going to prepare and prepare for the game. When you hear an owner come out and say that, you wonder, is it actually more prevalent in all sports? Do owners actually consider tanking and maybe send a message down to the manager and say, you know what, don't play this guy, don't play that guy, let's go to...
Sounds a little bit like Major League.
Yeah, you know, let's improve our stock in the draft. So I give credit in a way to Cuban for coming out and admitting it. But on the other hand, when you have all these other issues that we're dealing with today, you know, you hear about the payment to college basketball players. Now you've got this in the NBA. You just wonder how on the up and up some of these things are towards the end of the season when you know your team is out of the playoff running.
Right. Well, interesting. But Cuban's an interesting guy.
He's an interesting guy.
You see him on Shark Tank all the time, right?
Yeah.
So this is Fanimal Crackers, and Fanimal Crackers, of course, brought to you by Royal Farms and Royal Farms' absolutely delicious chicken. Now, before I get to mine, I did want to throw it out there about the interception record we talked about before. In the first 3 years, there are four players that have had 19 or more interceptions in their first three seasons in the last 25 years. And those players are Ed Reed, number one, at 22. Marcus Peters just recently traded to the Los Angeles Rams by the Kansas City Chiefs at number 21. Richard Sherman at 20. Who's that fourth guy with 19? Call it 410-583-1057. First person in with the right answer gets a free Fanimal t-shirt. 410-583-1057. Now, my Fanimal cracker, there's this guy, Simon Shemp. He's a biathlete. Biathlete.
Don't even go there.
But are you allowed to say that now?
He's a biathlete. I guess he's a two-sport athlete.
Yeah, that's what I would guess.
Okay. Biathlete. No further words necessary. On the German Olympic team. Now, he often caps a hard day, Simon does anyway, of training with a bottle of beer. Non-alcoholic beer. Now, he drank the non-alcoholic variety for more than just the flavor. He said, this is according to Simon, it's a really good drink directly after training or after competition. Germans often drink non-alcoholic beer instead of Gatorade. Now, Johannes Scher, the doctor for the German Olympic ski team, said nearly all his athletes drink non-alcoholic beer during training. German beer companies originally marketed non-alcoholic beer as the car driver's beer.
That's pretty funny. I like that.
and it was invented in 1973 by the East Germans. Now, a double-blind study was conducted. I guess it's kind of tied into the biathlete.
Yeah.
The double-blind study was conducted in which runners in 2009 Munich Marathon were given non-alcoholic beer every day for 3 weeks before and 2 weeks after the race. And what they found, these runners suffered significantly less inflammation and fewer upper respiratory infections after the race than runners who had been given a placebo.
That's pretty interesting. That's pretty interesting.
Now, there's no word on how the alcoholic versions fared. But if you see teams dumping beer on the head coaches now instead of Gatorade, you're going to know why.
So we'll have like on the big orange cans on the sidelines, it'll be like Budweiser, like non-alcoholic Budweiser. What kind of rehydrating properties is it? I thought beer was more of a dehydrating property.
Well, alcohol does. Alcohol dehydrates you.
Yeah. But be like all the other properties in there would hydrate an athlete after a 16-mile run, or very interesting. All these years of thinking the Gatorade was doing the job after a intense workout is just propaganda.
I like that car driver's beer.
I like that.
Yeah.
Drink responsibly.
Change NASCAR for...
Okay, we're going to get to Jose in just a second, but before we do, I have a message for our listeners, and it has nothing to do with Fanimal crackers. When it comes to maintaining our cars, we all know to change the oil, right? Okay.
Yes, sir.
But did you know that cleaning your fuel system is just as important? Within as little as 5,000 miles, carbon, varnish, and sludge deposits build up inside your car's engine and rob your engine of performance and fuel economy. This can lead to expensive repairs. In fact, many vehicle manufacturers recommend that you clean your fuel system at every oil change. Full Throttle Complete Fuel System Cleaner and their more advanced professional two-step fuel system cleaning service cleans away these harmful deposits to restore your engine's performance and fuel economy. Go to your local Jiffy Lube today and ask for, it's a mouthful, Miles, Full Throttle Complete Fuel System Cleaner or their professional two-step fuel system cleaning service. I got through
that. You got it that time. Good job.
Full Throttle is so good that it comes with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee and is only available, Miles, at
Jiffy Lube.
Jiffy Lube. Jose Roig, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you today?
Good, good.
You look good.
Thanks, man.
You look good today.
For a change. Now, we talked during the break about the crowds in M&T Bank Stadium. And you're a big Ravens fan. You've been to several games.
Yep.
And you even went to the one where a lot of people bail, the Cincinnati Bengals game.
Yeah, that was right.
And I saw you later that night. So talk a little bit about your experience at that game and what you think is going on with the Ravens fans right now in terms of their unwillingness to go out there and venture the cold or fill the stadium
games
anymore.
Yeah, I went to the Monday night game as well. That was a fun game. I think a lot of it is that the team just doesn't, they're not, again, as a fan, I'm not an expert like you guys, but they're not putting a quality product on the field. You know, you want
to see an
offense.
He said using that term loosely.
Very loosely.
Yeah, they want to see an offense that's crisp, that makes plays, that plays with some urgency. They want to see a defense that isn't going to give up a fourth quarter lead, even to middle tier quarterbacks, much less good quarterbacks. The special teams goes out there. Yeah, we want to watch, but everybody else is like, this isn't that. And the game is long. There's things that the NFL has done to make the game long. Not much you can do about that, but make the game an event.
Get Miles started on the officiating.
It's off season now.
The officiating's bad, and they make it worse by trying to make it perfect. And it's just so you make it worse because it's boring. And for those of us in the stands, it's a commercial break. Well, I can do a commercial break at home a lot more comfortably than I can at the stadium. And I would like to have some entertainment, something that's not. Give me something to do while I'm there that makes it a compelling experience. I go there. I spend a lot of money for an experience to have fun with it. And it's just not a compelling time. There's nothing on the edge of my seat.
What could they do on the field for you as a fan to get excited about this offseason even? There is the combines coming up. We're going to be talking to Phil Savage shortly. You've got the NFL draft. You've got camps. What's the kind of player you like to see brought into the Ravens that really would get you excited?
I think there's three types of players. One is someone who could catch a bloody out pass. That would be really cool. Someone who could like catch a pass, even if it's a little behind him. Not that our quarterback throws a little behind guys, but you know, every once in a while that happens, right? If you got a shutdown corner, somebody in the secondary that can cover the half the field, you know, Deion Sanders doesn't come around every generation, but somebody who could make plays back there, and then make a commitment to actually play some sort of up-tempo type of game, something that makes it interesting and fun to watch. I mean, the good teams, the really good teams, the ones that are there every year, they are crisp. They play fast. They don't let the defense catch their breath. They don't let the offense catch their breath. You know, do something like that. That's what would make it interesting for me.
You know, one of the things you just mentioned was the shutdown corner, and he played like a shutdown corner earlier in the season, Jimmy Smith. We talked about him earlier in the program. The Ravens, you know, he was suspended for PEDs, and it was simultaneous with his injury, his Achilles injury. So he was able to serve that suspension while injured. So he may be back for the opening day. Remains to be seen whether he can recover in time. But so the hidden benefit there was that he was able to serve the suspension while injured. There's another hidden benefit. Because of that suspension, the Ravens are going to get $1.16 million in cap relief in 2018 and another $413,000 in 2019. Brian McFarland did an excellent article this week on that. You can check that on Russell Street Report. So that's another hidden benefit. But I hear you with the shutdown corner. I think they have some strong corners. I think they need a guy to pair up with Tony Jefferson, and it's not Eric Weddle.
Yeah, and I mean, Eric Weddle, he brings some intangibles. He brought that leadership back there. You could see him calling plays. You could see him seeing things as they were happening. But I remember Ray Lewis saying after he had retired, he said, your mind gets there, but your legs don't. And there were some times it just seemed like Eric saw the play coming. And much like if I was back there, I could see it coming, but there ain't a darn thing I could do about it because the play's already behind me by the time I see it. And yeah, that's just speed. And Father Time always wins. He's undefeated so far.
I know you're an Orioles fan, too. Miles and I were talking earlier in the program about the over-under. 72.5 wins is what Vegas has set the line on for the Orioles in the 2018 season. Miles, I don't know what Kool-Aid he's drinking, but I'm pretty sure it's orange.
There's that big orange guy is, you know, the big Kool-Aid guy. He's running through the wall.
He's coming
in the basement.
Through that wall, man.
He's going with 85 wins. Yep. I'm going with under the line at 72.5. So I think you're going to win less games than 72. Or 72 or less. What are your thoughts?
I'm with you. I was on the fence. I mean, 72.5 is a tough line because it's right there. But I'm thinking this is a 69-70 win season. It's not far under 72, but who's going to pitch? You know, they haven't solved that problem. And pitching is kind of important in baseball. It's, you know, it's the only sport where the defense controls the ball. And that's their guy controlling the ball. And they don't have that guy. They don't have that shutdown reliever. They don't have that shutdown, that guy that can come in and save your rotation and is going to give you your 25, 28, 30 starts, you know, whatever the numbers are. I just don't see it happening.
Sorry, Miles.
That's cool.
We're in studio with our guest this week, our musical guest, Jose Ruig. Jose, talk a little bit about your musical influences and where people can see you play.
Musical influences are pretty varied. Everything from Count Basie and Elton John and Billy Joel on piano to, you know, all the rock guitarists from the 80s, Tommy Shaw and Stevie Ray Vaughan and Jimmy Page and all those guys. I love all those guys. So that influences my playing. It influences my music selection. You hear some old stuff, hear some new stuff. I'm playing with my partner, Jim Oddie, and we go out together as It's All Fun and Games, and we're playing at High Tops backstage.
It's All Fun and Games is the name of the band.
It's the name of the band, okay. Yeah. And it's also kind of how we approach things, approach life in general. But it's all fun and games. Yeah, it is. It takes a lot of stress away. Our next gig is on a couple of weeks on Friday, March 9th at Backstage Grill, High Tops Backstage Grill in Timonium. And then I'm playing at Libs Grill's newest location in Maple Lawn on St. Patrick's Day Eve, March 16th, and Libs Grill in Perry Hall on March 23rd.
Awesome. I'm sure I'll see you at one of those.
I'm sure you will.
Jose Roy, join us. Jose, take us to the break.
Sure thing.
When we return, we'll be joined by Ravens, former Ravens director of college scouting, and the former Cleveland Browns GM, Phil Savage. We'll get his thoughts on the upcoming NFL combines. Don't go away. You are listening to Fanimal.